Did you know you can opt out of winter? With Vrbo, save up to $1,500 for booking a month-long stay. When thousands of sunny homes are waiting for you, why subject yourself to the cold? Put the snow shovel down, put the parka back in the closet, and don't you dare scrape another windshield. Slip into some flip-flops, consider a sunless tan, and use the monthly stays filter to save up to $1,500. Book your warm getaway at Vrbo.com.
Hey everybody, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Brainstorm Boost. 5 Min Idea Fix. You know that feeling when you trip over thin air, drop your coffee all over yourself, and then somehow manage to lock yourself out of the house? Yeah, we've all been there. Life can be a whirlwind, tossing curveballs left and right. And sometimes, it feels like we're just not cut out for this whole adulting thing. But what if I told you there was a secret weapon, a superpower hidden inside each of us that could help navigate those messy moments? That's right, I'm talking about self-compassion. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh great, another fluffy self-help concept, stick with me for a minute. Self-compassion isn't about being a pushover or giving yourself free passes for everything. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support you would offer to a dear friend going through a rough patch. Think of it like this. Imagine your best friend is having a meltdown because they spilled their latte all over their new white shirt. You wouldn't berate them for being clumsy, right? You'd probably say something like, hey, that stinks. But hey, at least you have a good story to tell now, and it's just a shirt. That's self-compassion in action. So, how can we cultivate this superpower in our own lives? Here are 5 practical strategies to get you started. 1. Acknowledge your struggles. First things first, give yourself permission to feel your feelings. Don't try to bottle them up or pretend everything is peaky keen. Recognize that everyone faces challenges, and it's okay to not have all the answers. Ever felt like you were drowning in a sea of stress? Just admitting those feelings can be the first step towards finding calm waters. Practice self-talk with kindness. Pay attention to the inner voice in your head. Are you being harsh and critical, or are you offering words of encouragement and support? Try replacing negative thoughts with more compassionate ones. Instead of saying, I'm so stupid for making that mistake, try, hey, everyone makes mistakes, this doesn't define me. 3. Focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Make a list of things you're good at, big or small. Celebrate those achievements and remind yourself of your capabilities. It's easy to get caught up in our imperfections, but focusing on our strengths can boost our self-esteem and create a more positive inner dialogue. 4. Be mindful of your needs. Just like a plant needs water and sunlight to thrive, we need to nurture ourselves. Make time for activities that bring you joy and recharge your batteries. This could be anything from taking a walk in nature to cuddling up with a good book to catching up with loved ones. 5. Seek support when needed. Remember, you don't have to go through tough times alone. Reach out to friends, family, or a therapist for support. Sharing your struggles can lighten the load and provide valuable perspective. Sometimes, all it takes is someone to listen and offer a shoulder to lean on. Now, let me tell you a story about a friend of mine, Sarah. She's incredibly talented, but she always seemed to beat herself up over every little mistake. One day, she stumbled during a presentation at work, and her inner critic went into overdrive. She thought, I'm such an idiot, I blew it. But then she remembered the self-compassion strategies we talked about. She took a deep breath, reminded herself that everyone makes mistakes, and focused on what she learned from the experience. Instead of letting one slip up define her, she used it as an opportunity for growth. And guess what? She ended up delivering an even stronger presentation at the next meeting. Self-compassion isn't a magic wand, but it's a powerful tool that can help you navigate life's ups and downs with more grace and resilience. Remember, be kind to yourself, celebrate your strengths, acknowledge your struggles, and seek support when needed. You got this. So, what are you waiting for? Take the self-compassion strategies and put them into action today. Share this episode with a friend who could use a little boost of kindness, leave a review on your favorite podcast app, or join the conversation on social media using #BrainstormBoost. Until next time, keep brainstorming and boosting.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.